Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy self-care Saturday, Mo fam. This your girl, Lorna, be here. You guys, I must admit, I looked at my podcast and said, oh my goodness, it's been a minute. But I'm so happy to be back on my podcast platform. Remember, you can listen to Mo Live with Lorna B on all podcast platforms. If you're not following me on Facebook, we have a Facebook group, Mo Live with Lorna B, TikTok, Mo Live with Lorna B, and Instagram, Mo Live with Lorna B. So make sure you like and subscribe and follow and all that good stuff. For your daily motivation, inspiration, we have either Motivational Monday or Miraculous Monday, Tips Tuesday, Worship and Workout Wednesday, Thoughtful Thursday, sometimes Thankful Thursday, Freedom Friday, Self-Care Sunday, and of course, Super Thankful Self-Care Saturday, and of course, Super Thankful Sunday. And I just share videos and posts, just encouragement, motivation about life, share life skills, motivational words, inspirational words, especially about being healthy, totally healthy, mind, body, and soul. Amen. So you guys follow, and share, and tell your friend if you really care, okay? But I'm laying right here today. This morning is Self-Care Saturday. And I thought about my podcast and I said, you know what? I'm just going to share with them. Sometimes just laying in the bed on the weekend a little bit longer, relaxing, is self-care. Can I get an amen? It is. It's self-care because I'm one of those type A personalities. I'm a Virgo. And my family knows I always have something I could be doing in my house. I love to keep my home. Oh, excuse me. I told y'all I'm laying in bed. But I love to keep my home very clean, very in order. I'm just an orderly person. And I'm always thinking, you know, I can wash a lot of clothes. I can, you know, fold some clothes. I can dust. I can sweep. I can mop. I can vacuum. It's always something that can be done in the house. But sometimes I just have to say, you know what? That's it. I'm just going to rest. And this morning, I'm just laying here resting. My husband's going to work. The kids are asleep. The house is so peaceful. And yeah, I could be up doing some things. I am going to get up later on, just a little later on, and go walking. Because I love to walk. Exercise, health as well. But just laying here relaxing. And while I'm relaxing, of course, acknowledging God and thanking God for allowing me to see another day I'll never see again. And then just sitting here praying for my family, for my friends, for my coworkers, for the world. Praying that Jesus, the blood of Jesus just continues to cover us during this pandemic. Cover us, you know, with people at war, hurricanes, floods. There's so much going on, sickness and death. But sometimes your body needs a physical and mental break. And something as simple as just relaxing, laying in your bed peacefully in the morning time can truly be self-care. I was telling my coworker yesterday, we have to take care of ourselves or we can't take care of other people. As a mother, we try to push. You're going to push until you just can't push anymore. And I don't want to do that to myself. And I don't want to do that to my husband or my children. Because once we run out, we run out. Okay, when it's over, it's over. So this Self-Care Saturday, if it's just laying in the bed, relaxing for a few extra minutes. If it's going to the park and walking, feeding the ducks. If it's going to get a pedicure, manicure. If it's going to do a little retail therapy shopping. If you just want to go get you a coffee latte or a tea or a smoothie or go to the gym or take a nap or get a massage or do yourself a facial, whatever it is that you want to do. For the guys, it might be playing golf, playing a little basketball, go fishing, take a walk. Go to the gym. Whatever it is that you want to do today on Self-Care Saturday, just do it. life is short. That's one thing the pandemic keeps reminding us. Life is short. But guess what? You are important. You're important while you're here, and you're important to the people around you. And you're important to yourself. And show yourself that you are very important and that you love yourself today by taking care of you. Be a little selfish today on Self-Care Saturday. God wants you just to be just a little selfish about your health, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Read a devotional today. Read a Bible verse today. Make sure you pray today. Here at More Living with Lorna B, we want to all try our best to be totally healthy, mind, body, and soul. Amen. And it takes a lot, but just take it one day at a time. That's all. I cannot think about what's going to be going on in September, October, November, and December. I have to give that to God. He knows that what I can focus on is today, Saturday. What am I going to do? I'm going to rest a little bit. I'm going to go walking. My daughter wants to go feed the ducks at the park. Chit-chat with my son about his future a little bit. Make us some dinner later on. I might wash a lot of clothes. I'm definitely probably going to do a little dusting around the house. But anything else? Pray, of course. And of course, watch a worship service or my pastor, John Hannah. He always comes on Saturday night. That's a given. I'm going to do that. But worried about all about what's going on for September, October, November, December. I have a father who takes away all my worries, all of my pain, all of our sickness. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. So on this Self-Care Saturday, take care of you. Take care of yourself. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. More self-care, more blessings. Peace.